Juneau is mulling over how to prepare for next year's glacial outburst flood. The city's temporary levee protected most Mendenhall Valley neighborhoods from a record-breaking flood this summer, but it needs repairs and potentially some upgrades. Now, the U.S. government shutdown could complicate the city's decision-making process. City staff presented the big questions about how to protect Valley neighborhoods from flooding to Juneau Assembly members during a committee meeting Monday. The questions include how high to build a levee for next year, whether to expand it, whether to sponsor a buyout program for those left unprotected, and how to pay for those projects. Deputy City Manager Robert Barr says the answers to some of those questions will depend on federal information and funding that might be delayed by the U.S. government shutdown.
That's what we'll be working on over the next week, is figuring out kind of who's still at the table, who still can be at the table, and trying to kind of keep things moving as best as we can.
This year, the city's temporary levee protected most homes in the flood zone. But Barr says the model that projected how it would perform wasn't entirely correct.
We certainly saw things in real life this summer that the model did not predict. And we got a little bit lucky with the height of the HESCOs and where things landed.
The levee leaked, flooding a couple dozen homes. And the city's memo to assembly members says floodwater flowed over the top of the levee in some sections. So one question is, how high should they build it? Experts won't be able to forecast the height of the next glacial outburst flood until it's underway. But the floods have grown over the past 3 years. And Barr says they won't be able to make an educated guess about how high to build the levee until researchers publish the data from this year's flood. Aaron Jacobs is a hydrologist at the National Weather Service in Juneau. He says the agency is exempt from the federal furloughs that began Wednesday. That's because its work is deemed essential for public safety.
The Weather Service work is going to go on, so our analysis and our work of looking at the data and forecasting the events and stuff like that, that's still going to go forward.
The flood science team is made up of federal workers at the National Weather Service and the U.S. Geological Survey, and scientists at the University of Alaska Southeast. Jason Anmundson is a glaciologist at UAS. He says the university's flood researchers haven't been affected by the shutdown. But he says one of his colleagues at USGS went up to Suicide Basin Tuesday to maintain the monitoring equipment before agency staff were furloughed.
Sort of anticipating that there would be a government shutdown, so he was able to get up and make sure the cameras were up and running and should be hopefully good to go through the winter.
Amundsen says he thinks his team will be able to get data to city decision makers on time, but that could depend on how long the shutdown lasts. The second big question is how to pay for the levee's ongoing maintenance. The stacked baskets of sand called HESCO barriers sustained an estimated $1 million of damage in the August flood. Barr says the way the city paid for construction in the first place might not be the best way to pay for upkeep. The third major question is whether to extend the temporary levee to protect more properties. A proposed phase two of the HESCO project would expand the levee to stretch from Back Loop Bridge to just before the airport. Barr says a levee expansion would be much more expensive than phase one because the riverbanks would need more boulders to armor against erosion.
There's a much larger number of properties that aren't already sufficiently armored.
And city staff say that getting help through federal funding ahead of the next flood will depend on how long the shutdown lasts and what funding is still available when it ends. But there's another potential project that could expand flood protection. City Manager Katie Kester said the Army Corps is talking about a solution that could come sooner than its original 7 to 10 year timeline. She says construction could start a couple of years from now, but moving that quickly would restrict the opportunity for public feedback, and the project still depends on continued federal funding. Since the government shut down, city staff say they don't know where that plan stands now. Finally, the fourth major question is whether to sponsor a federal buyout program for View Drive, the street that's been hit hardest by flooding and is left unprotected by the city's levee. A buyout would pay residents to leave, demolish their homes, and transform the land into a park. If all 18 eligible properties participated, it would cost around $25 million. If the Juneau Assembly votes to sponsor it, the city would have to pay around $6 million. Federal staff working on this project have been furloughed due to the shutdown and were unable to respond to requests for comment. The city plans to hold a special assembly meeting to discuss these questions in detail on October 30th. City staff say final decisions won't be made until December. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.